Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Entrepreneurship. Go on, spell it. Entrepreneurship. We all have things that we feel the need to achieve, and whether it's a specific career in mind or perhaps raising a family, regardless of what it is, risks need to be considered, and we plan for risks when starting a business. Starting a successful business takes a lot of time, effort, dedication, persistence, and very rarely does a company take off first time. It usually takes two or three attempts, with an increase in strategic thinking learned by your previous mistakes. And what the creator or creators never lost sight of is the end vision. Those who have this dream of starting a business, who act on it by making financial risk in return for profit, are known as entrepreneurs. And the creation of business in return for value is known as entrepreneurship. So what makes a successful business? If you've had a really good idea for a business, there's a good chance someone's already thought of it. Now that shouldn't discourage you, because thinking of something doesn't make it a reality. The business needs to have competition. Nowadays, there are businesses for everything, from your average shoe store to local restaurant chain to the extreme pet rock business. Yes, I said that, pet rocks. And that made Gary Dahl a millionaire from selling rocks to everyday people. Now, while it sounds crazy, it was still a success. The reason being that any business, big or small, local or international, whether they're selling shoes or rocks, have many things in common, but the main one is good management. Good management is the key for a business's success. From the very top to the very bottom, sensible management and planning of all aspects and possibilities is vital. The decisions made, the directions headed in, the employees hired, the branding and the image, the ethos, and the structure and the communication and the relationship with customers are all based on management. And this is one of the main aspects of being an entrepreneur. You are the main manager. It's your duty to oversee the business as a whole, because the people who you decide to bring along can make or break your business. The people who manage are the people who lead. And what skill sets and ambition and effort they bring to the table can drastically change the outcome of a business. Well, yes, certain people in management roles may bring a great financial pull to the business, but perhaps at the expense of workforce satisfaction. On the other hand, workers may love the style of business if, for example, it's very laid back. But if the managers aren't creating any results, the capital and the income can quickly disappear, and sooner or later, the business is simply out of business. And this is why entrepreneurs cannot underestimate the importance of management. Besides management, there are two main must-haves for a successful business. These are staying true to the goals and the ambitions, as well as keeping, of course, the customers. A business is only ever created when the entrepreneur has an idea in their mind that they want to achieve, and they want to make their idea a reality. Whenever you look at a job application, most businesses and companies will tell you what their ambitions are. This is what the company hopes to achieve and the direction it needs to head in. And the reason for this is that it gives the business purpose. By having a fixed goal, they can work towards it. By building the business around it, this includes hiring the right people, creating a structure and an environment that provides people to work towards this goal, as well as putting smaller goals along the way to ensure that there's some sense of achievement. Now, in project management, we'd say that we have an end goal, an ambition, and that those individual smaller goals along the way are called milestones. Now, we usually put a date on those milestones that we'd like to have or need to have them completed. If we look at the one of the biggest internationally well-known businesses, such as Nike, we can see this clearly. The reason why they're so successful is because they continue to stick to their goals, even in almost 60 years after they were founded. By trying to achieve these goals, reaching them, and being able to innovate and create this sense of achievement is what's allowed them for more paths to open up. Nike don't just deal with shoes, but lots of apparel, equipment, and accessories. And over the last 50 years or so, they've become the largest supplier of athletic apparel worldwide. And this is down to them sticking to, following, and most importantly, achieving their goals. What about retaining and keeping customer support? Well, one major issue that entrepreneurs face is having the ability to keep customers loyal to them. And the best way to ensure this is to retain their support through trust. What a lot of companies do is destroy this trust in the promise of one thing and they deliver another. You wouldn't like it if you gave your friend some money to buy essentials and then they did the complete opposite. So why would you be happy with the business if it did the same? Businesses are created for two main reasons. The first is that the creator noticed a gap in the market that they could potentially profit from. And the second is that they realized that their own lives would have been improved by this business, and therefore they create it to help others. The thing is, when it stops helping people, it can quickly die out. By putting the customers first in every decision made, entrepreneurs can thrive. By having the customer's best interest at heart, you can retain as well as gain new support. And when this happens, they'll be more inclined to spend money and invest in that business, allowing for future investments to be made within the business, which is then given back to the customers, and so on and so on. Businesses work in cycles. If the cycle is smooth, then the business can thrive and grow. But if it's unstable, then it can just as quickly cave in and break. So what makes a good entrepreneur? Well, just like any business, the entrepreneurs who created them are different in every way. After all, they're different people. But again, something links them all together. In order for businesses to be successful, the entrepreneurs must have qualities that help to ensure the success of the business. Now, these include being good with money. Business is all about money. Put simply, without being able to manage money, you won't be able to manage a business. Money is crucial when it comes to business, as everything revolves around it. How much things cost, as well as how much you're selling them for. How much are you willing to offer to employees? Can you afford a place of work? Taxes, quarterly reviews, investments. Can you make more from what you've got, or do you need a budget? As I said at the beginning, entrepreneurs are people capable of taking that financial risk and making it a profit. So when it comes to finance, you'd better prepare for all that comes with it. Productivity. Businesses always need to be looking and moving forward, especially those that are just getting started. Therefore, productivity, both from yourself and others, is a crucial part of entrepreneurship. Being productive, though, can sometimes be a little difficult to achieve. There's no set time or method in which people can achieve maximum peak performance. Some people find it easier to work at night, others first thing in the morning. Being able to spot and utilize your peak hours of work, as well as the locations, the atmosphere, the environments that promote healthy productivity, are massive boosts in entrepreneurship. Strengths and weaknesses. Identifying strengths and weaknesses, pros and cons, is a positive trait to have in any line of work, in particular business. As an entrepreneur, it's your duty to oversee the business, and this includes addressing the negatives. You, as a business or as a person, may be great when it comes to dealing with employees and their happiness, satisfaction, and well-being, but you could be struggling to make any profit from your business. By identifying what your strengths are, as well as your weaknesses, you can solve issues that you might have. The solutions may involve upsetting some of your strengths, but this is a sacrifice you might have to take in order to improve other areas. It doesn't have to be perfect, but there will be a standard that needs to be met in order for that sector to be successful. But this will vary depending on the size and type of the business. And the workforce. As an entrepreneur, you'll have to have the ability to attract, spot, hire the right people for the right positions. Having the right people in place can do a lot for the business, as well as offer positive benefits to individuals, including yourself. By hiring the right people with desire and experience, you can trust them to do the right thing, resulting in a smaller chance of developing things like stress. With these people who know what they're doing in positions they're familiar with, then the business can grow, and when it grows, it can attract more potential employees. Overall, with a strong level of trust from the top to the bottom in business, the environment of that business can be positive, again, acting as a natural lure for people to join. And cover all your bases. Early on as an entrepreneur, you'll most likely be doing everything by yourself, until you reach a level where you can get others on board. Until that moment, though, you'll want to know a little about a lot, which means that whilst marketing or other sections might not be your forte, it would be wise to try and understand what makes them successful, how they work and why they're needed, what can be done to improve them, and what you should avoid. Trying to learn everything in clear detail about every aspect of a business would be overwhelming and cause you burnout. But like I said, knowing a little about a lot will go a long way in helping you to get started. So what about dealing with failure? Failure ensures you learn. If you learn, you can do better. Unfortunately, there's no guarantee that the business you create will be a success. It could start promising and then just fall away. Or it could fail to set off from the ground entirely. But any good entrepreneur will be able to take this on the chin and go again and go again, learning from mistakes. Assess what you could change in the future and determine whether or not you would use different decisions. However, these are just scenarios where the business doesn't get going at all. And what would happen if it did? Well, the rules are still the same. Failings are going to happen at all levels of entrepreneurship, from the biggest companies in the world to the businesses started in bedrooms. It's how you deal with them that separates the good entrepreneur from the bad ones. Failures are part of life, so when they happen, learn from them. The worst thing to do is ignore them, because that's how you end up making the same mistakes and staying put in exactly the same place. So that, in essence, is what entrepreneurship is all about. And those are the skill sets you might need to procure and improve upon if you wish to be successful in business. And this business about failing is so important, because everybody who succeeded in the world failed and failed and failed again, but they got back and they went at it with what they had learnt in the past. And your exams at school, for example, or at university, they're exactly the same. Your mocks are out there for you to fail so that you can learn from specifically which mistakes you might make in your proper exams, your real exams. So think about that. There's nothing wrong with failure as long as you analyse it and learn from it. And with that, I'm going to wish you a good day.
Thanks for listening. I'll speak to you again soon. We hope you found that to be informative.
Bye.
And you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.